Okay, our friends. So it is St. Patrick's Day. Today we're going to do a bit of a silly story. Let your imaginations run wild today, friends, because today we are going to be reading about a leprechaun. And this particular leprechaun is the unluckiest leprechaun. It was written by Alistair Heim and illustrated by Pablo Pino. And it is read today by Mommy and... Say it again. Badoo. Badoo? What does that mean? Oh, a machine. Oh, I see. You must be... Wow. I believe you're shooting peas. Is that why you're dressed all in green today? Because you're a pea shooter? That's what he is, friends. Mommy and her green pea shooter, who is dressed all in green so he will not get pinched on St. Patrick's Day. Are you ready? Let's go. Once upon St. Patrick's Day, the sun came up at dawn. The birds began to sing. And so did every leprechaun. They sang their teeny tiny tunes and danced a jig or 20. St. Patrick's Day was here, and with it, rainbows by the plenty. Yes, all the leprechauns were there, except for one, named Clover, who'd overslept and gotten there when the sing-along was over. Of all the luck, said Clover, who had missed his chance to sing, but being on time for anything was really not his thing. And in the picture we can see him. They had a big sing-along. It was gorgeous. There was confetti. And then he shows up and it's all over. As luck would have it, Clover had no luck at all, you see. No matter what he tried to do, it turned out horribly. Of all the luck, he says. And we can see what he's tried to do. He's tried to bake a cake. He's tried to ice it. It did not turn out well. In fact, it fell. And he was standing by when a poor kid went by on his tricycle and splattered him with mud. Man, he just has the worst of luck, doesn't he? Yeah. In fact, of the pot, everyone pulled four-leaf clovers except for him. His is a three-leaf clover.
What would happen if he pulled a 13-leaf clover?
That would be a surprise, I think.
That would be unlucky.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of a 13-leaf clover.
13-leaf clovers are unlucky.
Hmm.
They're
because they're 13? Yeah.
13 is a spooky, mysterious...
That's what they say, right?
Number. Yeah.
My luck is out there, Clover said. It has to be. I know it. I'm off to find my rainbow and the treasure right below it. And so he has made himself a little knapsack. And he has set off. He's leaving the leprechaun village. He hiked and hiked all morning. Then he slid on down a cliff. And that's when Clover noticed someone giving him a sniff. Hello there, puppy, Clover said, and gave the dog a cuddle. And that's when he saw it, Clover's rainbow, floating in a puddle. We do see the puppy dog, and it's a very cute puppy dog. I kind of feel like that maybe his luck is turning up then, because now he's got a friend. And then he sees his rainbow. I don't know, what do you think? He jumped right in, excited, splashing water everywhere, then searched the giant puddle, but the treasure wasn't there. Where is it? Clover shouted. He had come up empty-handed, and that's when Clover noticed where all the water had landed. And in the picture we can see there are a bunch of kids who'd been playing right there as well. And because he jumped in and started splashing, guess what he did? He splashed all those kids. And now they're all standing there covered in water, looking at him like, hey, dude, that wasn't very nice. Oh, no, 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 said Clover as he ran away to hide. He found the nearest trash can, closed the lid and hid inside. Of all the luck, he says.
In movies, they usually hide in trash cans.
Yeah, if you're going to hide someplace, do you want to hide in a trash can?
No.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah. A jingly jangly sound began to ring from somewhere near. He rose up on his tippy toes and perked his ear to hear. A bell was ringing loudly and was coming from a store, and that's when he saw it. Clover's rainbow painted on the door. I'm coming, Clover shouted as he raced across the street. The door swung open suddenly and knocked him off his feet. Yeah, this is a bookstore with a rainbow painted on it. A reading rainbow. You see what I did there? Reading rainbow. Of all the luck, said Clover as he sailed through the air. He crashed into a garden, sending flowers everywhere. Oh, no, 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 said Clover. I'm sorry, everyone. He ran away, embarrassed by the damage he had done. And he did disrupt their garden and almost ruined it, didn't he? Wherever Clover searched to find his rainbow there that day, it disappeared or broke in two or flew the other way. Of all the luck, he says. And we can see he thought he saw a rainbow, but it was a popsicle. And the kid looks at him like, dude, you messed up my popsicle. And then he thought he saw a rainbow on a skateboard, but the skateboard, no, was it cracked. Oh, man. He even thought he saw a rainbow in the balloons, but then the bird just zoomed in and snatched up all of his balloons and took off. Man, he's having a really rotten day, isn't he? Mm-hmm. The puppy followed Clover as he turned around to leave.
I'm starting to feel bad for him.
Me too. But you know, the only good thing is that he has this puppy, right? Who's kind of stuck with him the whole day, so at least he hasn't been alone. Mm-hmm. The puppy followed Clover as he turned around to leave. Today had been unluckier than Clover could believe. I guess I'll just go home, he sighed. Good luck is not for me. And then he saw a giant rainbow stuck up in a tree. I found my rainbow, Clover cheered and held the kite up high. Oof. I can already tell you what's going to happen because he's a very small leprechaun and this is a very large kite. And if he's holding it up high, what is he going to catch?
Wind.
Wind. Exactly at a moment when a gusty breeze blew by. I won't let go, he shouted, but the wind grew even stronger and Clover didn't have the strength to hold on any longer. Of all the luck, said Clover, as he then began to fall. I really am unlucky, the unluckiest of all. And there, all caked in mud, the little leprechaun felt sad. Today had been the saddest, baddest day he'd ever had. But then from out of nowhere came a sudden rumbling sound. A crowd appeared and lifted Clover right up off the ground. We found him, someone shouted as they carried him away. Oh, no, 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 cried Clover. Then he heard a loud, hooray! The crowd had taken Clover to a party in the square, and everyone that Clover thought was mad at him was there. Uh-oh. I'm sorry that I splashed you all and ruined your flowers, too. My luck is awful, Clover said. No matter what I do. We disagree, a woman said. We're lucky that you're here. You've truly made St. Patrick's Day our best day of the year. Then Clover looked around and saw that there were rainbows all around, with flowers he had ruined and in puddles on the ground, in ice cream cones, in big balloons, and lots of other ways. The most he'd ever seen in all his rainbow-searching days. And then the little leprechaun whose luck had never come was thrilled to see, quite luckily, perhaps he'd just found some. Of all the luck, he says as he runs with his puppy dog friend and a new kite that looks a lot like a rainbow. And I'm going to say, maybe, because, you know, when you see a leprechaun, that's supposed to be good luck, right? He made everyone else's day pretty magical just by him being who he was, right? And I think he also did find magic. He found a friend. And sometimes it takes us a minute to realize that we have one. But what a wonderful ending to this story. And with it, we will say Happy St. Patrick's Day.
The end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.